May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, November 18th, 2023. And today, I'll be reporting once again from the front lines of the global revolution in higher consciousness. So buck up, buckaroo, brace yourself for a wild ride on an unbroken horse that keeps throwing off the white hats. But if that's too many mixed metaphors for you, then just hold on to your hat because the black horse of economic chaos is bucking furiously. Global evolution, revolution, revelations are breaking fast and furious. And we just got to keep centered and connected and keep our balance and hold tight. So I like to remember how in the Old Testament, how the true prophets of Israel would say, this shit's going to happen if we don't get our act together. And that happened over and over. I mean, sometimes the people would go ahead and screw up and get cast into bondage, exiled, enslaved, and miserable. And they turn back to a higher power that raises them up with great material abundance until they become materialistic and unrealistic, letting their defenses down until they are overrun and scrambling to survive. The cycle repeats itself over and over throughout history. So where do you think America is in that cycle of rise and fall of civilizations? Right now, I mean, I somewhat explained that today as I review three newsletter compendiums that I've published since my last show. The first one has a lot of light and love stuff, you know, a great future if we keep that in mind and heart. And the next two go into some deep shift into the disruptive reality caused by the deep state before we finally turn back to our common spiritual roots and cosmic love and get our act together. So the first compendium that I'll be going through and narrating is Seize the High Ground, Big Picture Overview. So Seize the High Ground, Big Picture Overview. Insight and Outlook for Understanding the Overview, the Big Picture. And some of you who have, you know, are on my newsletter list, which you can always subscribe emailing me at heartcom@mcn.net, heartcom@mcn.net. Put you on the list if you're not on there. But you, those who have already read this or seen this, can pull it up in another window, you know, and as I go through this, you can always, and I reference a video or a link to an article, you can always pause the podcast when you're listening to the podcast in the future. I'm doing this live right now. Today, there's a unique energy today that I'm going to be going into. Before I, matter of fact, before I get into this any further, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So I do this at the beginning of the show, kind of get the quantum field coordinates for the energy, you know, astrology, psychology that's going on. And right now there's unique geometry, as there always is, but it's very unique right now in a certain way. And this quantum field geometry and the astrology gives some insight into mass psychology. I mean, Earth, the energetic fields of the Earth and, you know, the torus field around the Earth, the torus field around our brain, you know, how they're connected, you know, our unified field connection. This is all within, you know, the solar system's quantum field and deep space energies as they intersect, you know, with, you know, the field of the Earth, you know, ourselves, you know, as a whole, and ourselves within, you know, around the two hemispheres of the brain. So right now, as the show airs today, global humanity is sharing some really interesting quantum field resonance and the subtle energies of this, you know, I call it refer to the kingdom of heaven within us. For example, the moon is in Aquarius and sun is still in Scorpio, and there are a lot of geometry there's a lot of geometry referencing the power of love, and specifically, it's called a yod, the finger of God, with Venus and Mercury focusing their frequencies of love and intelligence through the expansive energies of Jupiter and stable Taurus. I'm not going to unpack all that. I got too much to discuss today. So, just a general rule, basically, with that astrology psychology, there's a big love is the focus with that yod, you know, the finger of God. It's a big focus at this time. So, welcome to the Cosmic Love Show. Now I'm going to go into this first reading, and this is a lot of light and love in this one, as I'll explain. And there's a picture of a Buddhist monk standing on a mountaintop looking out over other mountains. And the caption is, seize the vision, embrace the virtue, vow with valor, and claim the victory. The big picture. You're on top of the world. You're looking down on it. Seize the vision, embrace the virtue, vow with valor, claim the victory. So there's a preface note I begin this with, kind of giving a little backstory on this compendium. This is what I call a high state review. A review, you know, there's a lot of new people getting on my Substack newsletter because I'm now publishing on Substack. I've changed my platform. So today I'm linking the light with a review of high state highlights that I featured over the last 15 years of my Cosmic Love Show podcast and newsletter archives. Now, some of you will find this, I very rarely do a compendium on highlights of previous compendiums. That's what this one is. And so there's some really, you know, some of them are more exceptional than others, but I consider them highlights over the last 15 years of some keynotes. And so first I'll give a little background orientation to that. But to begin with, let's just, you know, if you're following this and listening to this, consider this a meditation as a mediation. You're mediating, you know, the swirling energies of the world around, like, imagine, see yourself centered in the calm, the all-seeing calm, the all-seeing eye of a hurricane, you know, the eye of the hurricane, and all around you swirling global energies of disease, war, and austerity that's disrupting peace, health, and prosperity. So philosophic calm, you know, with a good eye, you know, the eye of the hurricane, we'll see the good and make it so. So that's kind of a philosophical centering and connecting before I get into what some would call what some would call a Mad Magazine for mature adults. You know, in other words, you know, I'm going through I'm jumping around in this one quite a bit. So you may find this interesting if you're just listening in your car or while you're driving or whatever. So I'll kind of go through a story around here. So I begin with, again, some more philosophy. You know, these are kind of keynotes. And this is the first one is the best way to predict the future is to create it. So take a deep dive into those high state terms of service that upgrade the great awakening with great enlightenment. And then, you know, so the great awakening, great enlightenment, terms of service, you know, the high state, that's, you know, kind of this is what I'm going into today. Terms of service, I'll have more on that later. So to begin, you know, it's like understanding the great law of the angles, you know, love codes. I have hyperlinked love codes. I have a whole website on love codes, you know, universal law language. Geometrically ordered divinity. If you're kind of new to Cosmic Love Show or in my newsletter list, those are new to my list, I always provide these links so that you can go deeper. And today, you know, and this article in particular, as I'm referencing, kind of highlights over the last 15 years, I provide a lot of these links. And, you know, of course, you can't see them as I'm doing some word expressions, like I also refer to the great law of the angels, you know, heart coherence. And there's a link on heart coherence with the understanding of what the great law of the angels is, you know, the frequency of holy compassion when you're centered and connected with, which is a, you know, golden ratio algorithm of your heart rhythm when you're in the actual frequency of love and compassion. But there's a whole website on that understanding of heart coherence. And there's a whole website when I talk about, you know, enlightenment and the great law of light and the, you know, the light language. There's a whole website on that. And there's a link on that. So I give a little orientation with links, you know, referring to the great understanding of the great law of the angles, you know, the geometrically ordered divinity of love coats, the great law of the angels, heart coherence, the great law of light language, of light language, for effective sensory perception. Again, we're talking about the Aquarian age where ESP, there's nothing extra about it when you've got it. Effective sensory perception will be cultured with a new conscientious common sense, you know, wholly new sense of unity, common sense, unified field, you know, social conscience in our local and global social networks. So this is the fulfillment of Aquarian prophecy regarding the second coming of Christ-like prevailing awareness in our quantum connection. You know, the nonlinear, spherical, well-rounded common sense of common sense of quantum love. Now, quantum love is something I'll be going into. So anyway, at this point of the compendium, I've got, you know, a little feature thing, you know, blocked out, you know, hot off the press, the coming Aquarian Christ Mass. And this is the November-December issue of Natural Life News. You can actually go to naturallifenews.com, and it's their November-December issue. And there's a lot of different articles there, and I did one on the coming Aquarian Christ Mass. This understanding of the second coming of Christ in our collective conscience, you know, conscientious common sense of our higher self, our Christ self, you know, the sense of that, you know, unity consciousness, unified field conscience, you know, the frequency of holy compassion, you know, a higher frequency. So the second coming of this Christ Mass presence is when we will celebrate Christmas with the spirit of love that is forgiving, you know, the Holy Spirit of love and action all year round. Now, again, that's the Aquarian where it's going. I mean, we're not there, folks. I mean, but this will be known as the Aquarian dispensation, you know, that epic millennia in the grand cycle of a galactic alignment, and there's a whole website on that linked, when quantum science comprehends the unified field of harmonic order with universal law language principles of light and love governing Aquarius at all levels from the atomic to the galactic. Well, that's saying a lot. And this is maybe a little, this may be a, what I'm going into now may be a little bit of a deep dive for normies or, you know, newbies on the list, but for the large UFO community that has joined this list over the years, this means that the million plus starships that are cloaked around the Earth, you know, watching the big show, you know, reality TV for the ETs, will witness Earth's great enlightenment and initiation into the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Worlds. Now, folks, over the last 15 years, I have interviewed, you know, whistleblowers in the secret space programs, and I have close friends that have been beamed up into Federation starships, you know, multiple times. So, I mean, I speak to people that have had similar experience and are interested in this kind of thing, and a lot of them are on the list. So the point being is this is a big event, what's going on, you know, a very rare big event in cosmic history. And you've got starships from all over the universe, not just our galaxy, because to watch an emerging civilization with high tech, you know, entering the space age, but beset with serious problems. I mean, this is a big show. I mean, how's this going to work out? Well, you know, and by God's grace, in the cosmic scheme of things, it's going to be amazing. I mean, there's serious challenges, you know, right now that, you know, to a unified field of us as united sovereigns of Earth. And thanks to the Galactic Federation, you know, prime directive policy of non-intervention, non-interference, we'll be able to say, you know, by God's grace and God's time, we'll be able to say we did it ourselves. Thank you, great spirit. Thank you, universe. We did it ourselves. So how we do that, of course, how we involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with a higher standard for conscience, the greater the results. But I digress. You know, I'm getting off. The Great Awakening, you know, I refer to, has apparently got to go through some shock and awe before we snap out of the media matrix, you know, energy veil, the e-veil, evil, that separates us from unified field coherence. This is the test that's best, folks. It doesn't get any better than this. It's a great time to be alive. Watch the big show ourselves. You know, I mean, you know. And I love the quote by Daniel Pinchbeck in this regard, where he says, if the shadows appear to be getting darker, it's because the light that casts them is getting brighter. Think about that. If the shadows in the world, you know, the world stage, if the shadows appear to be getting darker, it's because the light that casts them is getting brighter. Light brings up for transmutation all that is unlike itself. So welcome the understanding, you know. Welcome to Cosmic Love and the understanding of the Aquarian quantum age and frequency shift. I have links, you know, to go deeper on into what the Aquarian quantum age is and what this frequency shift is all about that's going on globally. And so, you know, understanding this, welcome to this understanding of the Aquarian quantum age and frequency shift as overcomes deep state devolution with our high state evolution in common sense, atonement, local and global community in diversity. So this goes on with an infographic here, how, you know, that really nice graphic, how the Earth is preparing to enter a higher frequency in accord with an ancient cosmic plan. So it's the plan, you know, to you come into unity along more enlightened lines, the frame, mind congruence with heart coherence, or vice versa. You know, they're like left brain and right brain. They're always working together. So I go on to explain, highlights, you know, a little highlight orientation here. We the people, you know, all connected global netizens, are already united in principle as defined by our instant everywhere interactive internet capability for upgrade of 5 core constitutional freedoms. Now, this understanding of the quantum age and what are an upgrade of our 5 core constitutional freedoms look like, again, there's a link on that and you can go deeper if you're interested. So we are now, you know, all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth, we're united in practice as we network for net worth of the Aquarian currency of conscience. Now, understanding this, the concept of the currency of conscience for the next economy that underwrites conscientious common sense, there's a link that goes deeper into it. Some people, that fascinates them. Other people, not so much. So skip that if you're not interested. Then there's a link on the web of light, a whole understanding on the Antahkarana, you know, the web of light that weaves the fabric of the quantum universe, which is an exquisite metaphor for the web of consciousness, our net reality, the web of consciousness, the internet, our net reality. So understanding the language of light, of the light of consciousness, the language of consciousness as a universal language that involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience, you know, this is how we culture social conscience in our all-connected global social networks. And there's a link on, you know, the platform for doing that, how that will work, what that will look like. You know, after hardware, software, and network comes heartware. So there's a link on heartware, you know, Web 3.0, heartware, cyber ethics, and what that will look like in the Aquarian age. And I realize some people won't be listening to this until 10 years from now, hopefully. By God's grace. I mean, I'm ahead of my time. I have been for 50 years talking about, you know, what's coming, you know, as a, just a clear function of pattern recognition. And I've been spot on, you know, since I spoke to 10 agencies of the federal government in Capitol Hill, you know, back in 1974. And I have links on that if you're interested. But the point is, I've been at this a long time. And there's, you know, I've got the picture, you know, pattern recognition, pretty much, you know, where it's coming from, where it's going as far as, The linking of the light of consciousness globally along more enlightened lines that serve the purpose for which all government, God over men, government, is created. You know, this, the sovereignty principle, the understanding of the first principles of personal and planetary sovereignty, language of light, language of consciousness, law of love, and hardware as a universal interface for global community, global communications, for coming into unity on a on a global scale. So there's a link on this that is on, you know, the process of divine direction and self-correction, and, you know, have this process of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, what that looks like, how that works. You know, it's something I've been obviously interested in for a long time, lecturing and writing about it for 50 years. So someone had to do it. I can't think of anything better to do. Hopefully I'm getting better at it. Jeez, I don't learn fast, but I learn good. There's a principle. I'm going to go into more highlights here. In every given moment, we have a divine spiritual assignment in front of us. And my quip in this regard is, this is a test to see if your mission on Earth is over. If you're still alive, it's not. So we can either sustain, you know, fearless faith in the image and likeness of God, love, source, I am, or we can succumb to faithless fear and victim as surrender sovereignty in the name of security until we have neither freedom nor safety. That's kind of paraphrasing. I think it was Sam Adams that said during the American Revolution, you know, if you give up, no, it's Franklin said, if you give up a little freedom for a little security, you'll lose both, basically, and you know, have neither. So anyway, point being, keep the faith, see the good, make it so, go to your happy place where the joy flame naturally neutralizes depressing thoughts. Just as, you know, higher frequencies of compassion in the quantum field will naturally neutralize our collective fear and doubt behind hatred and war. So I love the quote by Dr. Hawkins, or Dr. David Hawkins, from his book, Power versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior, when he says, quote, one individual who lives and vibrates to the energy of pure love and reverence for all life will counterbalance the negativity of 750,000 individuals who calibrate at the lower weakening levels. This is from a decade-long research with millions of tests utilizing behavioral kinesiology, as documented in the book Power versus Force. Again, calibrating, you know, basically your frequency to the effect it has. And kind of an amazing story, but the book is one of my top 10 favorite books. If you haven't got Power versus Force, you'll find it very interesting. So I've got several other infographics here, you know, with inspirational thoughts and their inspirational pictures and some cartoons. And the point, after I do some levity, you know, I'm pretty much going into the major theme of these highlights the last 15 years. And that major theme is that conscious evolution is the name of the game. The process is the product, an upright flame. Burning up dark records that stain your name, waking up and rising up, it's one and the same. This is from an extended poem, my Hiawatha poem, that I call Evolutionary Ascension. And I have a link on that. You can go to Evolutionary Ascension, you know, from the page. So I hope some of you know the routine, you know how to pull up the page in one window and listen to the podcast another. And then this is in the future, you know, when the podcast is published in a few days, and you can pause the podcast and watch the videos or read the links, and you know, go deeper or higher, however you look at it. I mean, I love that cartoon that follows it that says wake up, and it's got a picture of Gautama Buddha, Jesus, and I think it's Krishna. And they're up at the corner, says wake up, but Jesus is saying to the other two, you know, Gautama and Krishna saying, I wonder how many of our followers actually get it, that we are universal symbols of their own true self. That we are universal symbols of their own true self. I love cartoons like that because it's referencing what I say here, and that is that the more you work with the archetypal symbols of embodied divinity, then the more you will naturally look to see, know to be geometric ordered divinity. You know, God, love, vision, the order of the universe framed with first principles of the law of one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one, as I've linked in the rest of this article. I go into, you know, the geometrically ordered divinity, what that looks like basically, you know, as a constitution of the first principles of cosmic law, a universal interface for global full spectrum enlightenment, you know, the law of the angles, language of the angels, the heart of 5D TLC, telecommunications, telecare, telecom, teleconscience, the next telecommerce economy, you know, all, you know, the, emphasizing the TLC with a higher understanding of the constitution of universal law language, you know, love, God love model. Now, this is, again, in the abstract. I have graphics on that on the webpage where I'm reading from this narrative that was published. And I'm about halfway through my time, so I'm going to start moving faster. I'm going to skip over some of my favorite highlights that, you know, may be favorite to me, but maybe more likely not so much to you. One of them here, as I will mention, quantum intelligence tells us that you are in the universe, and the universe, the kingdom of heaven, is within you. This is why the creator within you is very conscious of your languaging of thought and feeling. And then there's a graphic and a picture of George Carlin, who's one of my favorite comedians, where he's a little off color, but he's brilliant. And he's saying, quote, we think in language. The quality of our thoughts and ideas can only be as good as the quality of our language. Now, I have several cartoons, infographics that reference that concept. And then I have a video by George Carlin. And that was animated by After School, who are brilliant animators. I've had people write and tell me that they loved this, that they thought that was the best, that was the highlight of this whole compendium, was this video by George Carlin that was animated by After School about, called Soft Language. And it's called Words That Hide the Truth. So these are kind of highlights, again, that really resonated with me and a lot of other people. I go into this understanding of what are the first principles of, you know, with vision the people thrive, without vision the people perish. And so what is the enlightened vision of the constitution, the code of universal law language, you know, the love codes for fulfillment of the great law of awakening, for gathering the tribes of all that is real. All that is real is real. I mean, and there's a quote by Deepak Chopra, spirituality is meant to take us beyond our tribal identity into a domain of awareness that is more universal, universal law language, for gathering, you know, of the tribe, you know, beyond tribal identity to all that is real universally. Israel is real. What is real? Gathering the tribes of what is real. So you got a lot. And I play with words a lot, but these are like keynotes to what's going on with the transition, transformation into this Aquarian dispensation of unified field, light and enlightenment, and you know, great awakening, enlightenment, and love. So a free people, you know, will always choose love, peace, and prosperity rather than hate, war, and austerity. I mean, if you have a choice. You know, if you have a choice between freedom and slavery, you know, if you have a choice between love and hate, or between peace and war, prosperity or austerity, I mean, common sense, if the public has the choice, you know, it's going to be more light and love, easier and faster. Thank you very much. So the vision of wholeness and healing is our blessing and sealing in the Aquarian light of love that's always appealing. Right on schedule, Aquarian frequency shift. There's a whole link on Aquarian frequency shift. It's what's going on with the, you know, the field. The quantum field is shifting. The frequencies are shifting. The old order is disintegrating. And the new there's a new order that's integrating. And the new order is actually the original order, the prime directive. You know, providing a blueprint, you know, for the law and language, for conscious evolution, revolution, revelations for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. So humanity is now entering a new level of consciousness. You know, the emerging recognition that, you know, we're spiritual beings having a spiritual experience. And we're taking it from the top down. You know, it's spirit up, the spirit, you know, of the law, the spirit that matters above all. So actually, this was a quote from T.J. Woodward, and I used a lot of his infographics. But the point being is there's nothing extra about full spectrum enlightenment. It's referred to as effective sensory perception is full spectrum enlightenment. Nothing extra about effective sensory perception. You either, you know, you have it or you don't, you know. When you have it, you know, there's nothing extra about it. So when Christic light is exercised, dimwit duh is exercised. Exorcised. When Christic light is exercised, dimwit duh is exercised, like exorcism ritual. And duh is referring to dense, unconscious, and heartless. And who doesn't want to, you know, exercise duh? We all need an exorcism ritual every once in a while. Get the duh out of the way. Be gone, duh, duh. So the higher the concept of love codes that deform in frequency, as in frequently, the greater the results. Heartware is the next phase of the computer internet revolution after hardware, software, and netware. So the vision focused by heartware, there's a link on vision and the understanding of what heartware, how it works as far as an interactive interface, a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction that references the dimensions of consciousness with three numbers in sequence, upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, how that creates a dot in a cube. It's like the field, you know, the brain field. Now, three numbers in sequence reference, you know, basically these three dimensions of consciousness, like the brightness scale that hits the prism of the prism of the third eye, the prism of consciousness, refraction to all the colors of the rainbow from left brain to right brain, you know, fiery red, emotional on one side, one hemisphere, like Scotty in Star Trek, and Spock on the other extreme. You know, with linear logical left brain letter of the law. And right in the middle is of the color spectrum is, you know, green and yellow, which is the brightest of all colors perceptually. And the healing ray, which is actually the frequency, the physics explains that the frequency of love is actually like an emerald green color. And that frequency in the middle of the color spectrum is where captain, you know, centered and connected, you might say. So you've got a brightness scale color spectrum, and the patterning of brightness and color creates an image that's meaningful or meaningless, which is like the third dimension, and forebrain, foresight, and rear brain, hindsight, you know, how that in that dimension, how that relates to any one moment of a video or a stream that's recorded that you're watching. So you can respond to it. So it's like volition. You're voting your response at any one moment of context and meaning of a video, whereby other people can see in the collective consciousness, the wisdom of the crowd, the wisdom of the cloud, how collective consciousness comes together at any one moment to reference basically the social conscience at that one moment. Now, this is what that vision link goes to a website that explains what I'm referring to of how the technology has existed for some time whereby you could have mass-to-mass interaction that involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience. People would be able to see where the collective conscience is out picturing at any one time of a video or article, create a new video or article referencing the collective consciousness so that basically the light of consciousness can be recycled to generate specific wisdom on any issue. So we have real, instead of voting once every 4 years, you know, for a president, you know, that everyone's hoping is going to, you know, make things right, so to speak. Instead of that, you've got real time interaction with a communication process whereby we can come into unity with conscientious common sense that defines, refines, and shines higher conscience with a capital C, as in collective conscience, general enlightenment, you know, the purpose and plan that conscious evolution revolution serves, you know. So this is where it's going. Again, I was talking about this 10 agencies, federal government 14 years ago. I think I referenced that somewhere here. No, it's the next article, and I got to move on. So life's a hoot, then you reboot. There's a nice little kind of infographic on that. Some other highlights from the last 15 years. One of my favorite is that spiritual evolution is not a popularity contest. Like, you know, social media, how many likes? That's not spiritual evolution. It's not a popularity contest. It's more like a cosmic dance of karma and dharma. Now, karma is not an outside force. It is repetitively thinking the same idea about ourselves and the world and getting the same results over and over and over. It's like a broken record. It's like a loop. That's karma, you know. Dharma is above the fray, so to speak. It's not aptitude, you know, habit karma, but attitude, you know, I am Dharma. I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, fantastic, and getting better. The Dharma that determines the altitude. It's not aptitude, but attitude that determines altitude. Whether we soar with eagles on thermals of grace or scratch with turkeys on bugs of begrudge. So be aware of the whole truth. The whole truth with the ordained power of love and also consequences for the big lie, you know, the inordinate love of power. I've got a wonderful website on the power of love. It's kind of the theme today. I'm trying to, you know, basically bring that energy of the power of love through the astrology psychology, is focusing with big expansive love, you know, vision of virtue and valor for the victory of Earth's evolutions, you know, by God's grace, on time and ahead of time, more light and love, easier and faster. This is the gold standard for Aquarius. And what you reflect in your heart of hearts, you will perfect as the mind of God. Geometric organized dimensions, love codes, heart coherence, mind congruence. There's links to go into that in more detail. I got a bunch more of these. That I would like to go into. Don't have time. I'm probably not going to. I'm going to cut some of it short. Some great infographics, cartoons. Oh, I like this one. In the 2D matrix, everyone once believed the Earth was flat. We now call that the Dark Age, you know, the old BS belief system. 3D enlightenment gave us a round, well-rounded global worldview. Now, a new 4D net reality, you know, instant everywhere interactive internet, a new 4D net reality with the internet has virtually eliminated time and space. And a global village with 5D capabilities is now emerging for the family of mankind as a sovereign whole, us as united sovereigns of Earth. So that kind of sums up the dimensionality thing in a way that I think a lot of people can understand it. I really like that one. It didn't come from me. It was above my pay grade. I just wrote it down when it flashed into my mind. You know, that's pretty much what I do. So I like this one too. Love is metaphysical gravity. It keeps us tethered to God. Now, of course, I've got love with the circle, triangle, square graphic, and I've got God is G-O-D, geometrically ordered divinity. And it's like the language of consciousness, the language of love, heart coherence, you know, is like the metaphysical gravity keeps us tethered to the order of the universe. It's all in divine order. you know, man of God sees God in all man, all things. He geometrizes everything. In the beginning, God geometrized. In the end, we become what we geometrized. And again, if the frame of reference is the first principles of cosmic law, the more we work with those archetypes, the more we see things archetypally. So I've got other things I'd love to go into, but I'm going to jump right ahead. I'm going to jump ahead now to the second. And this was done on 11/11. So this was done just a week ago. It was called Metamorphosis of Global Civilization. Got a lot of response from this on Substack. And there's a picture of a caterpillar going across a stick. There's a picture of a cocoon, caterpillar going into the cocoon, coming out of the cocoon, and a butterfly flying off. There's a picture of that. So this is the transformation of a caterpillar into a butterfly, which is the stage of development that refers to the stage of development when the worm, you know, wraps itself in a cocoon and then disintegrates into a glob of goo, which rather miraculously reorganizes into a little angel with wings. Global civilization is in a similar metamorphosis process right now. And we're in the goo stage where there's disintegration of all, you know, civilization as we knew it, you know, the old paradigm, the paradigm paralysis. And it's disintegrating. And we're kind of in the goo stage right now. You know, the butterfly blueprint has not, you know, it's emerging, but it ain't out of the cocoon yet. So how does the wormy goo transform into an angelic creature with beautiful wings? And how does global civilization do that? So witness the systemic global evolution, revolution, you know, revelations going on now. A little personal note here. New readers of my, you know, controversial Substack articles who don't know the history of who, what, then, you know, why I am doing these newsletters should know that they're pretty much a historical time capsule for my grandchildren. So they'll know someday that their pappy was, you know, one far out dude. Actually, I want to know what's going on. And I've found good sources after 15 years co-producing and hosting my Cosmic Love show and podcast, you know, while emailing my weekly findings, you know, within newsletters. So I'm giving like a little backstory for new people joining Substack, and this is where I'm coming from. I can't think of anything better to do than keep my finger on the pulse of net reality and share with those who also want to know what's going on, which is huge at this 11/11 focus in year 2023. This was kind of an intense compendium newsletter. So I'm basically what I'm going into, the goo transformation process and how a new common sense is going mainstream, you know, global revolution and higher consciousness. I refer to it as conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. And what's going on in the meantime is, you know, how does the wormy goo transform into an angelic creature with beautiful wings? I mean, how does global civilization do this transformation process? And the answer to that is basically what I call terms of service. Terms of service for the Great Awakening process, you know, enlightened terms of service. Number one, know better, pure intention. Number two, know thyself, lens of attention. Number three, care to share, love extension. So we got know better, know thyself, care to share, you know, pure intention, lens of attention, love extension for ascension in the fifth dimension. Now, I provide links on the pure intention, lens of attention, to go into detail what I mean by that. Know better. What I mean by know thyself? How do you do that? And there's a whole website article process for doing a self-assessment profile of yourself. You know, basically objectify that which has been subjective, and bring to consciousness that which has been unconscious. And then, so you know, there's a whole website on that for those who are interested. Know better. Know thyself, care to share, you know, once you know better, care to share. So with pure intention and through the lens of attention, you know, this love extension in the fifth dimension can basically fulfill the process. These are the terms of service for the Great Awakening process. That may be a lot. Without someone following along and reading these links, that might be, you know, go right over your head. But it's as simple as 1, 2, 3, you know, and refresh this understanding often for because it's really defines that the 4D momentum for 5D attainment. you know, what 5D is as far as, you know, the components of the capstone vision of virtue, valor for the victory. You know, this is how you create momentum, becoming conscious of how you're conscious from intention and attention to love extension in the fifth dimension. So like the glob of goo, we are each part of global civilization, you know, wrapped in the media matrix of abject propaganda that no one wants to say out loud is propaganda. I mean, in a world of propaganda, the truth is always a conspiracy. That's why I say these newsletters are controversial. When even saying things like this, some people go, no, that's not true. Take me off your list. So understand, this is a quote by Aldous Huxley, and it's true. The purpose of propaganda is to make one set of people forget that the other sets of people are human. So they got us there, folks. We're in that cocoon matrix of disintegration, of civilization, you know, devolution. I mean, look at the slaughter of innocents in Gaza. The whole world is watching this assault on the conscience of our collective humanity. This is an insult to everyone's innocence, you know, the inner sense of loving kindness at the heart of civility. The whole world is waking up to the real enemy of truth and peace. And there's a video that goes into this. It's a Reese report. And it's shocking. And I'm sorry, folks. I mean, it's like, this is reality therapy. You know, this is shocking. But, you know, basically, like I say, the beginning of the show, you know, the prophets of old, you know, we got to, you know, the prophets of old in the Old Testament, you know, they're telling us, you know, we got to get our shit together or we're in deep doo-doo. Well, watch this 4-minute video, Reese Report, and you can see we're there. You know, most of us simply, you know, get along by going along with the normalcy of being told what to think. And this normalcy bias, it's a real thing. For example, no one wants to believe that authorities governing our lives would harm us with sick ideologies that call toxic injections safe and effective. Well, they got us there, too. I mean, the victim of mind manipulation, this is another quote by Aldous Huxley. He said, quote, the victim of mind manipulation does not know that he's a victim. To him, the walls of his prison are invisible, and he believes himself to be free. I mean, it's not a laughing matter because millions are dead and dying from the jabs. This is it's all over the internet. You won't see it in the lamestream media. I mean, but did the propaganda press, you know, warn you that the vaccines were not safe and effective? Or have they practiced mass pharmacide with quote unquote ethical drug pushing for a long time? I mean, such blunt, straight talk may be shocking to normies who are new to this list or this show, but most of the people that are on my list have been on there for more than 5 years. And we're talking about several thousand people that who are aware that my reality reports, things I talk about, are more like a Ripley's Believe It or Not or a Mad Magazine for mature adults. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like, I mean, I'm trying to, you know, get stuff out there that's shocking, awakening, you know, how good things can be, how bad things are, you know, as a motivation, you know, to basically, you know, wise up and rise up to, you know, how good things can be. So here's some gooey news, you know, talk about the disintegration and the goo and this metamorphosis process. I'm going to go into some kind of gooey news with dissident views that speak to the global disintegration of civility as the imaginal cells of an emerging butterfly are called imaginal cells in the cocoon that reorganize the goo into an emerging butterfly that hopefully, in a parallel way, will take shape in our hearts, minds, and the soul of conscience in our social media. So I'm going to go into it. You know, I got the infographics. I got articles, videos. Some of them are shocking. And I'm going to have to wrap it up. I got about 5 minutes left. And I'm going to sum up some of these shocking what's going on with Israel? What's going on with? I mean, it's almost too horrible to talk about. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to. You know, you can watch it yourself. You can watch the videos. You can read the articles. We're talking about. You know, this is the pits. And the quote by Walt Whitman. Walt Whitman kind of really says it. He says, "Quote: I say we had better look our nation searchingly in the face, like a physician diagnosing some deep disease." So some serious soul searching is merited. You'll know why if you continue watching the videos. Some good satire, Awaken with JP. There's an extraordinary article on the untold story of Christian Zionism by Whitney Webb, how they rose to power in the United States, how running the government of the United States, how basically they're running the big media, the big banks, big war, the Zionists are behind it. And if you don't understand that, you don't really understand the problem, you won't see the solution. Half the problem is a good understanding of half the solution is a good understanding of the problem. So again, pay attention, hold a vision of pure intention, focus attention, love retention, claim the victory of our ascension in 5+ dimensions of full comprehension. And I'm just going to quickly reference the piece I published today, From Media Horror to Quantum Conscience, Transcending Divisive BS Belief Systems. So getting past the BS belief systems that are toxic, that are just wrong. So I begin this by saying, and I'm not going to have a chance to go into it all, I'm kind of wrapping up here, but this is some really what I consider some of the best stuff of this last year in videos and articles. Some of the best cartoons, some of the best quips, concepts, articles, the videos. And basically, I'm saying that a unified field of conscientious common sense in our all-connected global social networks will make divisive, warring, and genocidal horror obsolete sooner or later, because it's our Aquarian destiny. What it will look like, how it will look like, understanding internet technology. I mean, it's high time for a global belief system upgrade, an attitude adjustment, a B attitude adjustment. So there's some infographics, and there's a video, a really strong video from the Reese Report. Highly encourage that if you watch that. And basically, if you're a mature adult, immature adults, people have bought the BS belief systems of fundamentalist BS about Israel being God, the modern state of Israel being God's chosen people. While they're basically murdering thousands of women and children, with bombing them in hospitals. I mean, it's like give me a break. Collective consciousness is trending in a direction that transcends this insanity, this dystopian devolution. So I've witnessed this over the last 49 years since addressing 12 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill, and I've become even more convinced that our social, political, and economic problems are our root communication problems. How we come into unity for real community is prevailing unity and diversity. I go into how we can do that. It's not just all doom and gloom. Got some inspiration here, folks. Some extraordinary humor, and some of the most brilliant information, infographics, and concepts, and links. It's really kind of a summary of my work in a large regard. So I want to thank everyone for listening today. It's been an amazing couple of weeks. There's a lot of content that I've shared with you. Like I say, you can get this, down at the website at HeartCom Network. You can always go to HeartCom Network and look at the archives. Just Google HeartCom Network. Christopher Rudy should come up at the top. So I want to thank everyone again for listening, and keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.